Where are we on this Squishy Gary?
I don't know.
Are we...
Do we have the first person lined up?
Well, here's the thing. Jamie texted in and said, OMG, are you getting rid of Squishy Gary?
We have to.
Give him to me.
Wait a second.
So
what makes her a good candidate?
See, that's the thing. We kind of threw out the idea of, since we've now determined that Kat and Kelly, as the crazy neighbor.
The wacky neighbor.
Sorry, the wacky neighbor.
Yes.
Are probably not the best sitters for Squishy Gary.
We're not a sitter. She's a bona fide parent. Well, I'm the wacky neighbor who's trying to do the research to help her be a good parent. We've determined she's not a good parent.
Well, you're the sitter when she goes out of town just unannounced.
Squishy Gary.
Yeah, she just walks into my house and is like, danger. Mom's gone, so I'm going to take over as the crazy neighbor.
Okay, so where are we with this? We got a text from Bridget who said that she's got a 7 and a 2-year-old, and then she'd provide photo updates of Gary.
It could be an open adoption situation with Bridget, as in she's going to provide pictures as Squishy Gary progresses in life. And I feel like that's probably the best case scenario. She got in there pretty early. She seems really determined to give Gary a good new life.
Is Squishy Gary going to want to know where he came from? Is he going to want to know his former family?
Well,
I wonder if he's going to resent me, because he's going to be like, Mom, don't send pictures to Kat. She was a bad mother.
He's already got mommy issues.
Yeah.
Are these things that you're going to have to, like, actually disclose when you get into a new relationship? Well, I was a mom, and
I gave my sale up for adoption.
Gave him up for adoption. I think it was a boy.
So then everybody's going to be like, oh my, red flag, Kat's undateable.
Well, yeah, no, maybe we should withhold that information, because that could be seen as a red flag. Let's not share the information that she initially purchased him to kill him, and we're just going to go ahead and assume that he's largely unaware of that fact too. But then, you know, feel good part of it is she ended up adopting him.
Yeah, and we can only hope that Gary's with babies, right?
When an individual is looking for a partner, it gives its trail of slime a special taste that advertises the fact.
Yeah, so is Gary leaving slime?
I don't know. He's in water. How can you tell?
He's right there, guys. He can hear us. Snail.
Oh, wow. He is in the studio.
Wait, Gary, earmuffs. Earmuffs, Gary. Right. Earmuffs. We don't want you to hear any of this.
So the update now, I think...
Is Bridget taking him? Bridget, he's yours.
Well, Bridget said she'd either come this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Can you come before 4?
Is it dire? Do we have to get rid of Gary?
I feel like yes.
How?
Yes. Based on the information that I looked up on internet yesterday, yes, we should probably get Gary to a better living environment because A, pH balance, B, temperature, none of that's been checked.
All right. Well, our experiment... I mean, Gary wasn't supposed to live this long anyway. So
he wasn't. It's
so,
a bonus.
So he's on borrowed time right now.
But again, 2 years. His lifespan's typically 2 years. So if Bridget wants to make a 2-year commitment, send us some photos as he progresses. That would be great.
All right. So we'll have to post up some photos of the emotional exchange of Squishy Gary. I don't know who his new home, whoever that may be.
The memories we've made.
Chris just texted that a fiance's on the way to get Gary.
Right now?
I don't know. I guess
that's not even Bridget's.
I just want, I want whoever Gary goes to provide us with picture updates so we can watch and see how Gary grows.
Wait a second. Who is that?
That's Tammy. We're getting all these pictures of other people.
Tammy sent in a picture of an aquarium. It looks like a wonderland. It has a castle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I kind of want that for Squishy Gary. Oh, God.
Listen, I don't care. I just want you to do right by the snail.
Wow. Wait. I just don't know.
Chris says that they'll bring him back for visits.
I don't know if that needs to happen.
You don't need to bring Gary back.
I think it needs to be a clean break. Pictures are nice.
Yeah, pictures are nice for sure. I don't need to see Gary anymore. I mean,
you never saw Gary to begin with.
It's way too emotional.
Bridget texted, if I skip my 2-year-old's nap, I may be there before 4 o'clock.
I'm going to give up the 2-year-old's nap? That is really intense. Bridget, can you send us a picture of the habitat? Because listen, we need a castle. Now we've seen what could be. There's a castle in that one aquarium. Who did that belong to?
Tammy.
Tammy's aquarium looks like it's a
Gary
McMansion.
Wasn't even supposed to be a living at this point. And Kat was supposed to be wearing some nice sparkly new shoes with the $5,000 that she was going to earn.
Tammy's aquarium has lots of fake algae, a skull, and a castle, and a fake turtle.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Right
hang
there,
on.
Living his rocks. Best life.
Skulls may probably scare Gary. Well, yeah, we don't want to do that.
It'll remind him of the death that he was supposed to go through.
Right, exactly.